After 8 o'clock, taking a little break there. As we said, we'll be back chatting with Frank Tillman, who is CEO, Wells River Savings, going to continue to give us updates over the next few weeks as the dynamics, I guess, lack of a better word, continue to change right here in Vermont and New Hampshire, us doing business in both states.
They sure do. Vermont, I call it Shelter in Place, Keep Safe Act. And so the bank is deemed it an essential service, they recommended doing what we had already done, that we restricted to the drive-in offices and closed down the public lobbies. We've forgotten some further guidance because there's some bank services, if you think about it, that you can't do through the drive-in. And if you have to do some legal work, although I don't know where the law offices are going to be at the time, but you have to go to your safe deposit box, that's deemed an essential service. So you have to make an appointment. You have to go through the health questionnaires. It's not silly anymore, but have you been sick? Have you had a flu? I think it's the only change that I saw was that they've done some further guidance on that.
So in kind of rare instances, like a deposit box, you can still get into the bank, but you have to go through certain...
Call ahead and answer a few health questions. Right. I got the questions from Little Rivers, so they got to be good questions.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. General.
Yeah, that's great.
So, and I think just restrict, we all have to, kind of change our thinking. Mm-hmm. I've had one of my wife's nicknames for me is Pigpen because, I walk around, but I've... learning to wash my hands and, not to try to touch things and things like that. So I'm not all the way there yet, this is forcing me to learn. So there's that. Of course, there's the big bill that went through Congress. There's a lot of information there and there's a lot of misinformation. So we're getting calls of, we can get a 0% loan. I haven't read that in the bill, but there is... going to be a lot of loans available through the SBA. There's going to be payments directly to individuals. There's going to be, money to hospitals and all the good things like that. So what I'm suggesting to people is if you have questions about finances, call us. And we can track through that. We're also on our own. We have contacted borrowers, and they're contacting us about how do you manage for a month or 2 months or 3 months. Okay. And so it's a fairly simple questionnaire. Is your income been disrupted? What will it take to see you through? And so we go through that questionnaire and then we determine whether you can modify your payments, whether you can defer your payments, so we're encouraging people to be proactive. I mean, don't wait until all of a sudden you're delinquent because it becomes much more problematic if you are delinquent.
So to make contact in advance to get things worked out.
And
much easier for the client, also for the bank.
Yep. And so I have to remember that, we're getting a lot of calls, so you may have to leave a message, and we'll get back to you. I was there till 5:30 last night trying to check up with people, and so don't get discouraged. Once you're in the queue, somebody will get a hold of you. We're working on getting more information about SBA disaster relief loans. Vermont was declared is eligible for emergency relief on that, so. We'll get some more information on that. There's going to be lines of credit available. People who have existing lines of credit, they can ask us maybe we can extend it, maybe we can increase it. So there's a lot of things that you can do proactively ahead of time so that it doesn't get your finances don't get worse. It's a little spooky. I drove the other day from Wells River all the way out to Post Mills and back, and there's not a lot of cars in the road.
No.
The normal hotspots, like if you stand at a Reese Thetford office and you're watching the cars go down to Hanover and they're turning right at the old, Community National, just the health center now. But anyways, they're turning right. Well, they're not there anymore. And so that's just a sign of the times. Mm-hmm. So what else? You know, kind of unfortunately, we've delayed Jazzy's Walk.
Right.
Obviously not a good time to get a couple hundred people walking around. It's been postponed. It's not, so we're not canceling it. And we've talked with Jazzy's and they understand, and they actually sort of said, you know, let's...
Working together.
Let's rethink this thing. So,
definitely. Okay.
Interestingly, people are still making donations, and that's great. And we're seeing, you know, I think, by and large, it's a great community spirit. People happen to be, you know, people are buying lunches for the
I've got today's specials that it... It tuttles, so
yeah.
I'm passing that along momentarily.
There you go. And so, you know, we've been buying lunches for people at the bank. The other thing that's really fascinating is the amount of change that we're able to do today what we couldn't have done 10, 15 years ago. So with internet banking and mobile banking and ATMs, the ability to bank without having to go into a lobby is much broader than it used to be. Mm-hmm. But we actually have, I think it's a third to a quarter of our staff is now working remotely from home. They've got their workstations set up. They're, you know, checking in. You know, I it's a good thing we don't have cameras on them because I don't know what the dress code is when you work from home. I know mine's a little bit, I'll have my flannel shirt on.
It's Pigpen, remember?
That's right, it's Pigpen. So I'm trying to change. So we're able to really, you know, function, you know, what I try to tell people is, you know, yes, we can function, but it's not the same. Mm-hmm. You know, we miss our customers. We miss the contact with employees, walking up and down the streets and talking to the people. And, you know, the sooner we get the disease under control and back to normal, whatever normal is, that's our goal. And our goal is to kind of keep things going during that time frame. So if you have questions about anything, just give us a bank call at the bank. The interesting thing, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, we had a conference call with the American Bankers Association with the chairman of the FDIC and Jelena McWilliams, and she is fabulous. So she immigrated to us, I think, from Hungary. She's worked in a bank. She's done a lot. She's a lawyer. But she's on top of it. So she's very much saying, look, the main job of the banks is to keep the country going financially. Mm. So we want to remind everybody that FDIC is banks are where you should be putting your money. They're safe, they're sound, and also be extremely careful in this time of stress because there are a lot of scam artists out there. I've already seen things on the internet. You know, we can expedite an SBA loan for you. We can help you get your check faster on time. Well, no. Just be very aware that this is an opportunity for crooks to take advantage of people.
So be aware.
Yeah. And then what was the other thing? I talked about the FDIC. Having the schools closed, that's a big thing. I have a daughter teaches college, and my sister teaches, and it's even in times of stress, you've got to have humor. And they both talk about what it's like to try to manage a classroom online. My daughter has college kids, and so they're all used to using the internet, and truth be told, they probably would rather work at online at home than to be in a classroom. That's I remember being in college, but my sister's is in kindergarten and first grade, so they don't have internet, and they don't have what kind of task can you give them. I think my brother-in-law's in special ed. So it just, we just keep calm, keep cool. The banking sector is is still safe. It's still a good place to put your money, and it is a resource for these times.
Yeah, but be safe.
Yeah.
You know, if you got any questions, be sure and call Wells River Savings.
Yep. And my direct line is 802-757-7970. I'll call, and even if I have to work at home, that will go to me.
It will, okay.
Yep, and so...
That's service.
Yeah.
That is service.
Yeah.
All right, we're all in it together. We need to be patient and be safe.
Yes, and I think it's great to have a local radio station.
Thank you.
I mean, I think of all of the, sometimes we think that the internet has replaced things, but this is a resource that we can announce things locally that you don't have in places like New York City.
Yeah,
they're all used to listening to Sirius. So a plug for the local radio station.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. Frank,